So, Catherine, give me a little bit about your career up to this point.
Yeah, I've had probably one of the most diverse careers of any race car driver, really. I started off, obviously, racing in England, in Europe, and worked my way up through the open wheel ranks. I was fortunate enough to come over here in 2005 and compete in the Atlantic Championship, go on to compete in the Champ Car Championship. And then I went back to Europe and I drove for Audi DTM for 3 years before I decided I missed America, missed the United States, and then came back. And did IndyCar again for a bit and then found a home in the sports car series, and that's where I have remained. I've also done a bit of Formula E, the electric series, driven GT cars, the Delta Wing, you name it. I drove a Formula One car one time. So you name it, I've driven it pretty much, I think.
You know, that Delta Wing is something else. When I see those cars, I just shake my head. Talk a little bit about piloting that type of vehicle.
That was awesome because it was a development project. So we went from something that was just barely had been built as an idea in somebody's head, but then we developed it to the point where we were actually competitive at some places. You know, it had half the weight, half the power. It got all the downforce from the underneath of the car with ground effects. And it was just a neat project to be part of. We weren't really racing any like cars. The other prototype cars were the cars we were racing, and this was like true prototype car. And just to work for Don Panos and be part of his organization for that long was really neat too. So it was an interesting time in my career. I love racing the Acura and GT cars now. GT racing was something new to me this year, and I love it. I have the best teammates in the world. I have a great crew behind me, and so I've been very unfortunate in some respects with some of the people I've worked with, but then the sports car series has been very kind to me, and I've very much enjoyed the last few years.
So as we fast forward, and you mentioned you're in Watkins Glen basically coaching today, but you had a victory of your own along with Andy Lally a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we did. We won the 6 hour, and that was coming straight off the back of the win in Detroit as well. So that was an important victory for us and one we're very proud of. Andy himself is from New York, Long Island, so it's his favorite track. It was one that he wanted to win more than anything. You know, it was not an easy race. We had some rain. We had lots of things going on, and he drove phenomenally. The team did a great job. We got the win, which was great. We unfortunately had a bad Road America race that we need to redeem ourselves from. We got taken out of that one, and then because we got hit and something broke on the car, so we couldn't get back up to speed, unfortunately. But we've had some great results this year. We finished second in Mosport. We won Detroit, like I said, and it's a new car, so it's impressive.
You mentioned just before we started our conversation that you are at Watkins Glen. You are coaching this weekend. Talk a little bit about that.
About coaching?
Yes,
I don't coach. I coach people that I like to coach because we're kept busy enough as it is. So I am very fortunate that I work coaching-wise with some awesome people. And it's a great team out of New York, run by Pete Spinella. And it's called Universal Auto Sports. And it's just it gives you job satisfaction. It's a neat experience telling somebody something that makes them, first of all, realize what it is you're saying and then makes them better. So it's a whole different concept to actually racing, but it's a really good one.
You mentioned just a few moments ago about having to race in the rain. Now, keep in mind, I'm a NASCAR guy that occasionally delves over into other areas of motorsports. But on the road courses, the stock cars do have the rain tires, though they still don't quite, not able to master the road courses in the wet conditions. Talk about that driving in the rain and how challenging is it? What things do you have to do differently?
You know, NASCAR is a different animal. Obviously, you've got all that weight and all that horsepower, and they race them on road courses in the rain, just not on the ovals. And to that end, neither do IndyCar. IndyCar do not race on ovals in the rain either, which is probably very smart. So I think it's more a case of the nature of the circuit rather than anything else. You know, I've seen some of those NASCAR guys wheel those cars in the rain like you wouldn't believe. Like my teammate, Andy Lally, for example, he couldn't see anything in mid-Ohio last year in NASCAR race when it was raining so hard. He had his window completely fogged up, and he was looking out the side window driving, like, just driving the hell out of it. It's crazy. It's impressive to see. I grew up racing in the rain, so for me, it rains a lot in England. And it's, you know, it's kind of like second nature. You race in the rain or you don't race at all over there. But it's just another skill set that you grow up and you learn. And it's sometimes not worth going out in the rain because you don't want to get the equipment wet and put anything at risk, because it is a bigger risk. And sometimes it absolutely is. And it provides some of the best racing that I've ever watched too. So horses for courses.
For sure. Yeah, so as we looked at your win a month ago at Watkins Glen, you're there today assisting a team. Next week we head to the Virginia International Raceway. Forgive me, I didn't do my homework on this part. Is this your first race at VIR?
It is not, no. I raced the Delta Wing there in 2013, I think.
Oh, okay.
And we tested there earlier in the year. So although I am kind of a newbie to VIR, it will be my second ever race, and there's been a while in between them. I did not remember the track. But like I said earlier, I have a really good team behind me, and I have really good teammates. I've got Andy Lally, I've got Oz Negri, and I've got Jeff Siegel. And all three of them have been there hundreds of times. So if I ever have any question or anything, you know, we all get on super, super well, and so we all help each other out. So whatever it is that you're lacking in knowledge, it gets filled in pretty quickly by those guys, which is really cool.
You mentioned that you like driving sport cars. You like the GT series, which I believe I heard you say you started within the last year. What makes you enjoy that series of racing?
Winning. I enjoy driving the car. It's a newer aspect for me because it's got ABS and it's got all kinds of things that I'm not used to having on more of a prototype car. But being in a competitive environment with a good team is really enjoyable. And the GT series in IMSA is the most competitive series. Oh, goodness. Anywhere right now, I think it's got some really, really good drivers in it. So I guess the better you do in more difficult circumstances, the more you enjoy it because the more rewarding it is.
You mentioned about the stock car being a different animal. Have you ever had a chance to even drive one, maybe even if it wasn't in a competitive setting, but just to experience a different type of race car?
No, never. And I really want to drive one just to see whether it's anything that I would be interested in doing or not, whether I'd be any good at doing it or not. But no, I haven't. And I love the look of the cars. And, you know, Andy, when he just did his race at Mid-Ohio, he was so pumped about it and so excited. And to see that makes you think there's got to be something to it. So, yeah, I want to have a go.
Well, that's great. I'm going to respect your time, but is there anything that I didn't touch on that you would like to mention?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
Well, and one thing I will say, give me what car to look for next weekend at VIR, the number, all of those specs.
So you want to be looking out for the number 93 Acura. It's the blue chrome car, and 93 Acura.
All right. Well, Catherine, thank you for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you next weekend.